وسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the previous lesson, we spoke about the first group of jinnat who became Muslim. They went out searching for some major event that prevented them from going and eavesdropping from the lower heavens. And they came across Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah, reading the Quran, and immediately they said that this is the cause that we've been prohibited. They embraced Islam, they went back to their people and invited them to become Muslim. Now the question that we're going to discuss today is that does them meeting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make them qualify them to be called Sahaba? Because the definition of a Sahabi, according to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, is that a Sahabi man laqiya an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam mu'minan bihi wa mata ala dhalik. So the definition of a Sahabi is a companion who met Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believed in him, and died upon that belief. So this definition does not explicitly restrict companionship to humans. But historically, the term Sahabi has always been used for the human companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi says that the Muslims did not differ concerning the fact that among the jinn were some who accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and believed in him. And he says those jinn follow the truth and deserve respect from us, and they attained a similar level of knowledge and religious commitment as the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this is something in which Muslims do not have any doubt. Another scholar, that is Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, says that when discussing the definition of a Sahabi, he says, as for the jinn, the more correct view is that they are included in this definition. So those jinnat who met Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who believed in him and died in the state of belief, they qualify to be from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He says among them, with regards to those among them whose names are known, there should be no hesitation in regarding them as being among the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So the general view is that yes, the jinnat who met Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who believed in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who passed away in that state of belief, qualify to be among the companions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore the term Sahaba can be applied to them. The next question that we now discuss, we move away from the question of Sahaba, and that is, who was Iblis? Who was Iblis? Now, firstly, just like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the father of humankind, Iblis was the father of the jinn. So he was the father of the jinn. There's confusion. A group of people actually believe that Iblis was from the angels and he was not from the jinnat. But the predominant view is that Iblis, the Quran very clearly says, kana min al jinn, that he was from the jinn, and therefore he's not from among the angels. those who believe that he was from the among the angels argue that the verse of the Quran says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, that we instructed the angels to prostrate before in front of Adam alayhi salam. Fasajadu, they all prostrated, illa Iblis, except Iblis. So their argument is that the address is to the angels. And Allah is saying they all prostrated except one. But that's not the accepted view. The accepted view and the dominant view is that Iblis was from among the jinnat. But he was conferred a very privileged status and position, that before he was cursed and before the creation of men, he was very pious, and because of his piety, Allah elevated him to be in the companionship of the angels. So he enjoyed a very unique and distinguished position, that Allah blessed him to be in the companionship. Although he was a jinn, he was in the companionship of the angels, and he enjoyed this nobility because of his piety. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so up to that point he was among the angels, known for his piety, enjoyed this kind of privilege, and then Allah created human Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah instructed the angels to bow and make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the reasons for this instruction, this was not a sajda of worship. This was not a sajda of worship. This was actually in response to the reservation the Malaika had when Allah informed them that he inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that I'm placing a vicegerent on this earth. A vicegerent, that means human beings who will have free will. And they could not understand how a creation with free will could be a vice representing Allah on this earth. So immediately they objected, but they expressed their concern, and they told Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ, that are you going to place people, a creation with free will on this earth? They're going to create bloodshed on this earth. And Allah said, I know something you do not know about the value and the potential of insan, who is going to be the best of human creation. Despite having free will, there will be a segment among humankind who will be able to suppress their free will and their desires in compliance of my command. And that is what Ramadan is a manifestation of, that we are able to suppress our desire for food, we are able to bear hunger, despite having the free will not to do so, but in compliance and in submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Iblis, then Allah instructed the angels prostrate before Adam to acknowledge his nobility, to acknowledge the speciality of this creation. For sajadu, they all fell in sajda illa Iblis, except Iblis. So Allah asked Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ, what prevented you from making sajda after hearing my explicit command? Why did you not bow before Adam? So he, and this is now the first act of rebellion known to mankind. And what was the Iblis's answer? He said, "Ana khayru minhu." I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar. You created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min teen. And you created him from clay or sand. And this vice, I am better than him, has stuck with humanity. And we're prone to judge people all the time, just looking at the exterior, how he looks, so we become judgmental all the time. But this led to the downfall of Iblis or Shayatin.